This is Intersection. I'm Matthew Petty. What is Orlando's artistic identity, and how do you get more people to pay attention to Orlando artists? These are questions that curator Patrick Green has been pondering, and one solution he's come up with to get art in front of more people is to put it on billboards. Green is taking inspiration from a similar project in LA, teaming up with the Downtown Arts District and Clear Channel for a billboard show in Central Florida that will debut in January. Green selected some of the artists, and he's calling for submissions too. I met with him and painter Peterson Guerrier at Guerrier's Downtown Orlando Gallery to talk more about the project. Green began the conversation.
Orlando's not really known maybe to the rest of the world for art, you know? And I kind of feel like people like Peterson and other people, I was like, the world, kind of people driving through I-4 need to see this too, but also the local people need to kind of see what's going on around here. Right. So I just thought, I want to focus on the local artists. You know, maybe someday we'll have some people from other places, but I'd rather right now just focus on the local people.
Peterson, tell me about your work. Like, give us a visual description of what you do, and somebody who's new to the stuff you do, what is it?
Well, I do a lot of portraitures. I went to school for fine art, and as well as worked in the, I guess, in the art industry for a art consulting firm for some years now. So my work is a cross between contemporary, classical, and I mean, some will say almost graffiti-esque, because I do a mixture of everything, mixed media. So right now my body of work is mostly charcoal with resin and as well as spray paint. So patterns. And the beautiful thing about my work as well is that most of the people, or I guess you could say characters that I portrayed in my work, are people that I actually know, that I photographed. So there's a sense of connection between the work and my community as well.
Did you grow up in Orlando?
No, I did not. I grew up in Miami.
Okay.
Grew up in Miami, moved to Orlando about 16 years ago. And ever since then, I've been part of the art community in Orlando.
Was it always your dream to be an artist full time?
Yeah, since I was a kid. Never saw myself being anything else but what I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. I remember actually after I graduated high school, my mom actually wanted me to go into the medical field. Spent my first semester at FIU, then went to Detroit where I went to school in CCS. So left, and I was like, I love art. I fell in love with it at a very young age. Didn't want anything else. So here we are.
Was that a difficult road to tread? I mean, it sounds like there was a bit of family pressure to go into a different profession.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like every other profession, there's always hardship. But I also think that if you love something, you find a way to make it work no matter what. And the people that surround you, like my family, it took them some years for them to actually come around to be like, oh, you're an artist. So they actually came to one of my shows. I think I told you this. I did a show at Grand Bohemian about 5 years ago. They all came, and when my whole entire family came, and when they came, and like, as I was bringing the pieces into the gallery, people was buying them. By the time they walked in, I had probably half of the paintings there already sold. So when, again, my whole entire family came in and walked in, it was like, oh, so you are an artist. You're not starving. I'm like, nah. But at the same time, it's also one of those things that you have to sacrifice certain things. For me, it was, I love creating. And although I didn't have the gallery space or the studio space that I wanted, I had my apartment. I worked random jobs. When I moved there, I worked at the courthouse for a couple years. But that never stopped me from creating. So I would go to work, come home, create, and then, you know, sacrifice sleep or relationship, because this is the one thing that I always saw myself doing.
So Pat Peterson is one of the artists that you've pre-selected, and you are asking for others to submit entries. But tell me about how you came across Peterson's work. Like, how did you get to know his work?
I don't remember when I first saw your stuff, but I mean, like, when being in the gallery at Avalon Island, we crossed paths a lot.
Yeah.
But I knew of you before that, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, Peterson's a legend. I don't know, you know, like, I don't know. No, but I mean, like, he is pretty well known around here. And I picked the 11 pre-picks. I picked, like, Peterson is like one of, maybe I hate to say, one of the more obvious choices that people would. But then there was a couple under the radar type people that I picked too, because I didn't want to. And I didn't pick like every obvious choice in Orlando either. I kind of like a few people were like, oh, what about so-and-so? And I said, yes, but I felt like Peterson's work would also be translate really well to a billboard, you know, because right. You do that work that actually looks like it'd be bright. And the billboards, by the way, there's going to be 30 12 by 25 foot paper boards Then there's five billboards that are digital that are going to be rotating the 30 artists. So we'll have something like on the website about locations for the paper boards, but we don't know exactly where the boards are going to be right now because it's kind of up to what Clear Channel, what's going on with them, like at the time, how much advertising, that kind of thing like that too.
Say if some of them are along I-4, like I-4 is legendary in Orlando for being a place of frustration and rage. But if you're giving people something beautiful to look at along the way, hopefully it's not too beautiful they're going to get distracted from driving, but that's a good thing, right? You're sort of reclaiming a space that's commercial. And
the corridor project idea comes from, temporary public art, kind of, but I want to make the art a little more democratic and all. And like when I had the gallery, people would come in and tell me they were intimidated by the gallery.
Right.
And it never really hit me, but I thought, man, there's people that shouldn't be intimidated. This shouldn't be intimidating. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I want to do, what I've done with this space is that I've made it in a way that I've had some people walk by and was like, oh, this is a gallery space. This is a studio space. Yeah. But at the same time, everybody that walks by is welcome to come in. They are welcome to come in. And I've had random people just sit there. We have conversations like, hey, this is the space for this. Yeah. Art should bring people together, no matter what you're into and or whatnot. This is a welcoming space because we could design it where we could intimidate people. Yeah, but why shut people out when they come in? It was like, you know what? I used to do art when I was younger, but now I don't do it anymore. Why not?
Yeah.
Come here, sit. Here's some paint. Here's some paper. I don't get messy. But I mean that's what we want to think. Our goal is to really like just that whole stigma of like a studio gallery space should be intimidating. It's like, no, it's not. Just
I want people to be participating because I really feel like, yeah, like you said, like there's people like I did art. There's also people that are super creative that probably are not doing anything in their life that shows that,
right?
But they're capable or they don't have time or something like this. But I'd like to get, you know, I'd sort of like to find out some of those people are too, right? You know. We did that trip, the Transit Interpretation Project with the Corridor Project, David Moran and I, and we would give people a bus pass, and then like a month they had to produce something like a drawing or whatever. And I was trying to get people who might just ride the bus who don't even know, like, I had a gallery, you know?
Right.
But it was kind of harder to get some of those people, too, because they're a little bit shy about it sometimes. And people start just seeing this stuff. Like, you might get more visitors than you want, Peterson.
Hopefully not.
That's why
I said it's by chance of appointment. But I think it's one of those beautiful things that's going to happen, that Orlando has just the amount of incredible talents that's here that's recognized. I think this is going to give them an opportunity for just, again, off of I-4 that people could actually see the talent that we have here. Because one of the things that I really dislike when people say, if they come to any of shows, it's like, this feels like Miami, this feels like New York or LA. It's like, no, this is Orlando. This is what we're doing here. We're not trying to be like anybody else, but we just want to show that we have all the talents that we have and kind of break that segregation that happens within the art world. Because the Winter Park crowd doesn't come downtown, you know, so there's all these different groups that they don't travel around. So it's like, okay, well, we need to find a way to get everybody to come around to art and celebrate the arts, because you wouldn't have Miami Art Basel. You wouldn't have if people wouldn't come to just celebrate the art. So there's just, I think that's still gonna be the beautiful thing about the billboard.
Like when I had the gallery right, like in the same building we're at right now from 2013, 2018, people would be like, somebody said something to me one time. Somebody was thinking about opening a gallery down the street, and they go, oh, it's competition. I said, I hope 20 galleries open on this street. You know, because everybody, like, will come down here and check it all out. I said, we're not showing the same things, you know? Like, I might show something Peterson had, but it's not going to just be a Peterson gallery.
It sounds like there's two things happening here. One, you really want to celebrate what you're doing, but it also sounds like what you're trying to do with this project, especially, too, is, like, help reinforce Orlando's artistic identity.
Yeah, because again, we also do a lot of commercial work in here. So I get to, me and my business partner, we get to travel around, we get to see art, and we get to we appreciate it, because again, same thing with Chris, my partner, he's in love with art as well. So he's probably one of the only person that I've met that could actually dissect a piece of art and tell you what came first. And I'm like, dude, how did you see this? But it's one of those things that, again, when we go outside and we see all those beautiful art pieces, even going down to St. Pete, the mural projects, we want to, again, we would like to bring those down here. And I think that's, again, with the billboard, that's kind of a starting point to show that, hey, this could be on the side of the building and appreciate it versus just all the random graffiti that we're seeing around. But like Pat mentioned earlier, having my studio downtown, I didn't open it in a way to be like, oh, well, I want to be the big dog around town. It was like, okay, well, I'm hoping that more artists will see it and the building owners will be like, hey, this is a cool space. How can we incorporate this into our space and then give it to another artist? So that's one of the major things for me here. Again, at any given time, I could be outside cutting wood or cutting metal or any random things could happen. And I'm surprised that the city has never said anything. But at the same time, I just put myself out there. But the one thing that I've also noticed is that half of the people that works downtown, that walks past my studio, they love to see us working on random projects.
So Peterson, your works as... Pat was saying they're kind of big and bold and colorful. For the piece that we're going to see on one of these billboards, are you thinking of it as like a scaled up version of a painting on this size, or do you need to think bigger to create something like that?
No, I mean, this, the size that I have right now, which is everything that's on the wall here, are about 36-48. So that will translate very fairly well on the billboard, that scale. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, I like to paint big. So therefore, if you give me a reason to go bigger, I'll always take it. You know, so, but I'm still mulling over the idea of what I'm going to do, because I'm one of those artists, I don't like to sketch my work because I like my work to have an organic feel to it. So I go in the studio or come here and just start working. So I don't know what's going to happen yet. It might come in the day before submission is due. the day of bring the painting to pack the photograph and it's still wet. I do better at the very, very end, because I don't overanalyze the work. I just let it happen. Like I said, I like to have an organic feel to my work. So if I pre-think it or sketch it, I feel like it's gone. The originality of the idea is gone. So we'll see.
On that theme of not overthinking things, or sort of your creative process, as you go through planning out what you might do for this, are you thinking, okay, this is a different audience, or more people are going to see this, so therefore it's an opportunity to, you know, make a statement or say something different? Or how are you approaching that aspect of it?
I haven't even thought about that, to be honest, because I think that the work that I do, I don't think it makes anybody feel any particular way. So, I mean, it makes you feel something about it. You get something from the work, but I don't think it ever shun anybody from looking at, appreciating the work.
Peterson's work, I think it works well. It's accessible, but it goes deeper too, you know? So I think that's what I like about it, because it's got like different levels, but it's like not something where people are like, I don't even know what that is or whatever, you know? Like,
the work that I create is, it's in a way that, again, anybody can appreciate, even though if you're not into art or you have no knowledge of art, it's something that I create, something that has meaning behind it. However, it's pretty to the eyes, you know, it's palatable where you can digest it, and it's not, again, it's not going to push you away from not appreciating what's in front of you. So subject matter wise, probably going to have five different subjects in there. Who knows? But it's still going to be something that, again, when you drive by on the, I don't think I've ever seen my work that big before. So that's going to be pretty interesting to see.
So what are you looking for? Because you still have some entries that you're calling for, right? So what's the deadline? What do people need to know?
It's October 1st is the deadline. And I think October 25th when I make the announcement. I'm just looking for, if you think your work looks good on a billboard, submit it. You know, and I think that we don't ask for as much of like a resume bio kind of thing as most people. We're kind of being intentionally loose about this, because I don't want it to be kind of like, well, you didn't get your MFA, you know, because I'd like to get some people that maybe I don't even know who the hell they are, you know. I think that'd be kind of fun too. Mm-hmm. So I'm not looking for anything in particular, but I just want something that goes, wow, that would be really cool on a billboard, you know.
Thinking about this as a show and trying to democratize the process and the art, as you were saying earlier, you have a captive audience, right? I mean, people can choose to go to a gallery or not, but if you're in a car, if you're driving past one of these billboards, you're going to see it. You know, whether you pay attention to it or not is kind of up to you, but you're able to put art in people's faces. So how does that make you feel as a curator?
I like it because I think that, you know, billboards can be like, there could be too many of them and everything, but it's really kind of cool to, like, because I want art to be everywhere. And it's like say Miami, Wynwood Walls or something like this. And I feel like sometimes the process of getting murals or public art is actually is such a bureaucratic process that my hope is that we can just figure out how to kind of make things a lot easier, because honestly, I think it'll actually probably help our economy too, if there's like art everywhere, if there's just like people are coming down here to see, like Peterson talks about Miami. Orlando has plenty of it going on too. And I when I had the gallery, I really found that out too, you know, because people, I found out about people that I had no idea were around here. So
it's actually pretty brilliant. I just thought about it, to have the art in the billboard, because especially in the time that we are in right now, not a lot of people are going into galleries. Not a lot of people are seeing the art.
That's kind of what I was doing it, because I was also kind of feeling like, what can I do that's like COVID friendly too, you know? Like,
but you're also posing the question that, does artists really need galleries to represent them? Because what you're doing right now, if as an artist, if I have the funding and if I could go and I could get a billboard space and promote myself, do I need a gallery to really like sell my work?
I kind of think all of it's good, you know. Right. Like, no, I just feel like it's all like a, like. But I also used to tell people, like I said, if you're creative, you could figure out a way to get your stuff out there.
Right.
It's part of being creative is not, you know, just depending on like the gallery to show your stuff, but just do something.
Well, Pat Green and Peterson Garriott, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew Petty.
It was awesome.